Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. It's the penultimate day of the Galway Festival. Seven race card to look forward to on Saturday. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
A little bit more poorer than I was yesterday.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can turn the fortunes of yourself and our listeners around. You were in the studio yesterday, Andy, on what was quite a hectic Friday. Any eye-catching performances from Galway?
To be honest, Sam, I haven't really had a chance to reflect. Obviously, driving back last night, I haven't had a chance to watch any of the replays. It was a bit of a blur, really, to be honest. It was just a concession of disaster to me, really. Not, I wasn't a million miles away. I was just really unlucky. Obviously, you know, Useful Smurfer in the chase, and then Cliff House ran well in the 650. Artful Artist, who I'd napped two or three days ago, won, and, you know, put the nail in my coffin. So, I mean, and then my nap at Newmarket got an absolute horrific run through Athletic, and that should have won as well. So just one of the days, really. It was just, you know, it could easily happen, can't it? You know, you have good days, bad days, and yesterday was just one of them days. But the thing we have learned from Galway, anyway, is that the ground is now on the soft side.
As you say, we all have those days, and the good thing is we can move on and attack another day's racing today. So we'll get into that now. First race on the card on Saturday is the 2:35, a 2-mile maiden hurdle. This one, and it's Marchese Marconi that leads the market at 1-2. Was impressive on his hurdling debut at Punchestown. Looks like the one to beat here.
Yeah, definitely, Sam. Yeah, this is an absolute stink of a race. It should really, in all intents and purposes, go the way of the favourite, who looks not only head and shoulders above these on the flat. He's got probably the best form as well, just off the back of one run over hurdles, and that was when he was runner-up to Forney. William McCreary's shock 33-1 win at Punchestown back in May. He's subsequently been running well on the level. He won at Limerick 2 starts ago, beating Firefighter from the Adrian Maguire stable, who ran really well here in that amateur rider race at Galway the other night behind Quick Jack. He was a bit disappointing in that race that Firefighter was third in behind Quick Jack. I don't really know why Marchese Marconi didn't fire. Maybe the ground might have been a little too quick for him. Who knows? But he's got his cut in the ground that he enjoys. He does like a soft surface. He's won plenty of times when the ground has been soft. And allied to the fact that the others look of a modest bunch, I think 1-2 looks a fair enough price, really. I don't really like Marty's Magic. He's very slow and not sure about the ground for him. I suppose if you're looking for an each-way one at a price, maybe Tight Times, who represents the Brian Hamilton stable. He ran well the other day down in Roscommon in a race won by Voluptua. The second has won subsequently, Steel King. So he offers a glimmer of hope for those that want to take on the favourite or back something each way. But I think there's two or three really short-priced favourites today which should win, and I think Marchese Marconi will definitely get the bandwagon rolling.
OK, fair enough. Next up on the card is the 3:10, 2-mile, 5-furlong this one, handicap hurdle, 22 runners, and it's the two JP McManus horses that dominate the betting this morning. The Parishioner is the 5-1 favourite and off the charts 8-1 second favourite. Either of these two appeal for you?
I certainly think the Parishioner is the number one choice from JP McManus' stable. He's got three runners to attack at this race off the charts and Give Me a Break being the other two. But I do like the Parishioner. He's been a bit of a slow burner. He's run plenty of eye-catching races in contests, really, that, if you like, were used as a bit of a stepping stone and a career-building exercise. And subsequently, now he's been handicapped, he's been running with a bit more positivity. He got beat by Greatness 2 starts ago down in Kilbeggan, but he found that track a little bit too sharp for him. And the same comments applied at Bellystown, although he got away with it in the end and he won and justified his position in the market at 10-11 when getting the better of Killarney Court. Back in fourth was Tulsa Jack, who subsequently went down to Limerick and absolutely hosed up. So that form is looking pretty good. He gets in here off what could turn out to be a very, very attractive mark off 111. And added to that, he's got Johnny Burke on board as well, who takes 5 off. So he runs here off 106. He's trained by John Keeley, who, of course, we know, he's a past master of getting one ready here for the Galway Festival. And he goes on the ground as well. So the Parisian, I think, is definitely the number one choice. Podcasters will know that I've got a little bit of time for Fedar Player, although I haven't got a great deal of time for the way Shane Shorter rode this horse last time out down in Ballinrobe. I thought he should have won the other day, and he went from travelling really well and looking as though he was going to win easily to being ridden to death, if you like. He went for home far too soon, Shane Shorter. It's probably one of the worst rides he's given a horse recently. And I think with a bit of more of a conservative ride, Fetar Player at 20-1 could easily outrun his odds. He's got his ground again today, so keep an eye on him at a price, but the number one choice has to be the Parishioner.
All right then, fair enough. Next up is the 3:45, 1 mile maiden, this one, and as you'd expect, there's a few unraced types, a few of them with some runs under their belt. Who stands out for you here?
Well, Script is obviously the one to concentrate on, or one that punters will look at first, being a Dermot well-trained horse. In a maiden, he's done really well this week with these similar types. He shaped quite well on his first run behind one of Aidan O'Brien's called Homeland, Danny the Stole. You know, we've just got no soft form on offer here. That's the only slight negative I have about betting in this race. Obviously, we've got the dead eight runners, so that would immediately make my ears prick up. Even money looks about fair enough. You can certainly fancy one or two of the others with form, including Brown B. And I'm just going to have a little bit of a small interest on Jer Lyons' filly. Now, it might well be a case of third run for a handicap mark syndrome with this filly by Camacho, and I'm not really sure whether she'll hand her the ground or not. But the one thing I can say is that she's running the two of the best fillies maiden so far this season. First of all, behind Queen Nefertiti at Leopardstown. The winner from the Watchman camp hasn't been out since, but I think she's top class. And I've no doubt that the horses that ran in that Cura race that Brown B was involved in last time are top class as well. We've seen numerous horses come out of that race and run well subsequently. So even though she was beat six lengths, that wasn't a bad effort considering she made the running. As I said, I'm absolutely totally guessing whether she's going to be cherry ripe for today or whether she's a handicap mark project, I don't know. But she's 14-1, 12-1, so I'm just going to offer up Brown B as one that might run okay at a price.
Okay then, fair enough. Brown B, the price play for Andy there at 12-1 this morning with William Hill. Next up is the 4:20. This one is 7 furlong nursery handicap, and the improving initial leads the market at 5-2 again for Dermot Weld and Pat Smull, and they look well placed for yet another winner here.
Yeah, arguably, although it's interesting that Dermot Weld goes for the blinkers on this horse. He probably feels as though that the headgear needs to work the oracle and induce a bit more improvement out of him. I tipped this horse the other day down in Leopardstown, and he got the best form coming into the race, and he made really heavy weather of winning that race at the County Kildare venue. And I'm not absolutely convinced about him, and neither is Dermot Weld, quite obviously, with the headgear on for the first time. Also, he's got to prove himself on the ground as well, and he's up in trip. So 5-2 this morning doesn't make a great deal of appeal. I quite like Intense Style here. Two things that make me fancy this horse. One, he's proven on soft ground as well. The day when he won at the Curra, and he beat Dick Whittington, who's subsequently gone on to run really well at Royal Ascot and win a Group 2. That's really good form. He proved he handled the ground, and he just got basically go outpaced on better ground last time out at Nace, but he's got his conditions in his favour. He's also drawn in stall 7 as well. Now, normally, a stall position out on the outside at Galway would be difficult to overcome, but as you saw the racing here last night, horses that were drawn wide were not only getting a clear run, they were also racing on the fastest part of the ground. Obviously, the inside of the track at Galway has been churned up, and those that were racing off the inside rail had an advantage. So stall 7, Kevin Mann will have the good opportunity to go wider than most and keep out of that sludge on the inside. So I do think Intense Style ticks a lot of boxes. He goes on the ground, he stays well. For me, he's got the best form in the book with that win over Dick Whittington on soft ground. And he's available to back at 4-1 this morning. So I think we should have a few quid on Intense Style.
Fair enough. Intense Style then, the one for Andy in that race, the 4:20. Next up is the 4:55, 1 mile, 4 furlong, fillies maiden, this one. And Sawana is the 2-5 favourite this morning. It's 7-1 the field. Can you find any reason to oppose it?
Absolutely none whatsoever. I think it's an absolute shoo-in. It's 2-5 this morning. It's hard to put a price on some horses sometimes. You think, well, what is a good price? And you know, this horse could be 5-1 on, and you couldn't really argue. I mean, it was such an eye-catching run first time out. She was clearly well fancied in the market. She went off 5-2 against horses who'd previously got some good form, and I thought she was the best filly in that race down in Cork that day. And She left the impression that a maiden win next time out would be an absolute formality. That was on soft ground or yielding ground conditions that she's going to be running on tonight. The win is quite useful, just gorgeous. And back in fourth was a horse called Tarzinia, who's gone on to prove how good that form is by winning a couple of races subsequently. But Silwana certainly wasn't knocked about. And, you know, in the build-ups to sort of Galway, I was looking at horses that have run well in maidens and that finished second or third and then coming straight here off the back of those runs. And Silwana fits that particular bill. I said she's going to be incredibly difficult to beat, and I think her, along with one or two other short ones today, should take all the beating.
Yeah, it certainly looks very difficult to look away from that horse in the 4.55. The next race up is the 5.25, 1 mile, 6 furlong handicap this one, and Teach Newer is at the head of affairs at 4-1. Does have Galway Festival form, winning back in 2009 and 2011. Hasn't won since 2011, but looks off a reasonable enough mark here, Andy.
Yeah, it does, but I could not back this horse with counterfeit money. I think it's an absolute million trick Newer. It's favourite, but I just couldn't have it on my mind. It's a 10-year-old. It looks as though it's absolutely paceless at the moment. It doesn't like soft ground. So, albeit it's trained by the genius, which is Dermot Weld, I'll be absolutely flabbergasted if he manages to win today. In fact, I don't think he'll even get placed. So, I'm definitely against that big style. I think there's only two that I can consider here. One of them is Foot Soldier, a really consistent individual who always gives of his best, and he ran right up to his very best form the other day here at Galway. And I think, as we've seen on more than one occasion this week at Ballybrit, you definitely want horses that have run well early on in the week. I think there's about three or four winners that have backed up and subsequently gone on to either win or run well. So it's a tried and trusted formula that I'm quite keen to stand the right side of. And that run behind him, the Universe, here 3 days ago certainly represents arguably the best form. Soft ground, not too much of an issue for Foot Soldier. He has won on soft ground before, and he's got plenty of form over hurdles and on the flat when there's give underground underfoot, so I do think he'll go well. He's around about a 7-1 chance this morning. And the other one is Whatever It Takes, who comes here fire a win the other day over hurdles down in Banning Road. It was the race that I tipped a Nat Fedar player and felt as though he should have won, but he was given a terrible ride by Shane Shortall. But Mark Walsh took advantage on Whatever It Takes, not only proving that he's in good form and he stays well, but he also handled soft ground as well. I think that's going to be very important today. You need something that's seeing the trip out really well, that's getting home in the ground, and Whatever It Takes certainly does that. So my two against the field there, I don't fancy Chock New. I can't, like I say, I cannot have possibly back that. But I'm definitely going to take him on with Foot Soldier and Whatever It Takes.
OK, then, there are the selections in that one. Whatever It Takes is 13-2 at the time of recording, and it's 15-2 about Foot Soldier. Move on to the last race of the day on day 6 from the Galway Festival. 5.55 over 2 miles on the level, this one. And Corvinny is the 11-10 favourite. You talked in that last race, Andy, about horses that have already ran well at the festival. This ran in second on Monday in a similar-looking race behind Princely Con. You were with him that day. Is that the case again?
Yeah, I'll stick with Corvinny, basically because I haven't got too many others to offer up against him. He's already beaten Old Storm, who's the third favourite. So we've probably only got to worry about Fill Your Hands, Tony Martin's charge, who obviously has got to be respected coming from a yard who's already had three winners at the meeting. But Dermot Weld has been able to match that and raise him as well. I think he's had 6 or 7, hasn't he, Dermot? And he's got a really good hand today, the master of Wales War. And I thought Corvinny ran, you know, really reasonably well, to be honest. I mean, if it wasn't for the price, you'd say that was a really encouraging run the other day down at this track. And at least he's proven that, A, he's in good nick, and you know, he handles the gradients of Galway. And I think that's going to count for a lot. The fact that he's fitter than most as well, he's had a recent run, is also another positive. So for those who've got, let's say, a forgiving nature, hopefully that sort of loyalty will be rewarded here with Corvinny in the last.
OK, then, Corvinny in the last. Andy backing him to go one better than he did on Monday. If you could just spin us through, Andy, one more time, please, your selections for day 6 from Galway.
Yeah, probably the quietest day so far, the 7-day bonanza. But it doesn't mean to say that we can't back a few winners. Marches Marconi should be put in one or two short price doubles and trebles in the first. That should get you off to a good start. I quite like two against the field in the 3.10. Number one would be the Parishioner, who seems to be given an incredibly lenient mark by the handicapper. And the second would be Fatah Player, who was given a desperate ride by Shane Shorter last time out. Hopefully he would have learnt his lesson. That horse can be backed at 20-1. Dermot Weld has got every chance of winning the 3.45 with Sprite. But I'm just going to take a little bit of a chance at Brown Bree. Runs well from an each-way perspective. Really keen on intense style in the 4.20. No reason to suggest why that horse won't go well, given that he handles the ground. Silwana looks an absolute shoo-in in the 4.55. Can't see how that's going to get beat. I'm dead against the favourite in the 5.25. Chocnua, I'm going to go with Foot Soldier and Whatever It Takes, 7 and 8 in the race card. And in the final race, Dermot Well, whatever happens, hopefully should sign off the night in the best possible fashion with Corvini.
Okay, excellent. There we go. Then the thoughts of our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, on day 6 from the Galway Festival. You can catch all the action from today's racing on Racing Radio with Darren Owen, James Millman and Gary Catewell in the studio. We've got all the racing from Saturday from Goodwood, Newmarket, Doncaster, Hamilton, Lingfield, Thirsk and Galway, of course. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and I hope you look forward to today's racing.
Will do, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.